देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयोमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 3 द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण टेक्स्ट 25। नष्टे लोके द्विपरार्धवसने नष्टे लोके द्विपरार्धवसने महाभूतेष्वाधिभूतं गतेषु व्यक्ते अव्यक्तं कालवेगेन याते भवानेका शिष्यस्ते अशेष संज्ञा। नष्टे लोके द्विपरार्ध वसाने महाभूतेष्वाधिभूतं गतेषु व्यक्ते अव्यक्तं कालवेगेन याते भवानेका शिष्यस्ते अशेष संज्ञा। नष्टे लोके द्विपरार्धवसाने महाभूतेष्वाधिभूतं गतेषु व्यक्ते अव्यक्तं कालवेगेन याते भवानेका शिष्यस्ते अशेष संज्ञा। विपरार्धावसाने महाभूतेष्वाधिभूतं गतेषु व्यक्ते अव्यक्तं कालवेगेन याते भवानेका शिष्यते अशेष संज्ञा। लेडीज, word by word meaning nashte after the annihilation loke of the cosmic manifestation dviparardha avasane after millions and millions of years the life of Brahma Mahabhuteshu, when the five primary elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, Adibhutam Gateshu, enter within the subtle elements of sense perception. Vyakti, when everything manifested, avyaktam, into the unmanifested, kala vegena, by the force of time, yate, enters, bhavan, your lordship, eka, only one, shishyate, remains, ashesha saudhnya, the same one with different names. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: after millions of years, at the time of cosmic annihilation, when everything manifested and unmanifested is annihilated by the force of time, the five gross elements enter into the subtle conception, and the manifested categories enter into the unmanifested substance. At that time, you alone remain, and you are known as Ananta Sheshnag. Purport: at the time of annihilation, the five gross elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, enter into the mind, intelligence and false ego, ahankar, and the entire cosmic manifestation enters into the spiritual energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone remains as the origin of everything. The Lord is therefore known as Sheshanag, as Adi Purush, and by many other names. Devaki therefore prayed, after many millions of years, when Lord Brahma comes to the end of his life, the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation takes place. At that time, the five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air and ether, enter into the Mahat Tattva. The Mahat Tattva again enters by the force of time into the non-manifested total material energy. The total material energy enters into energetic Pradhan, and the Pradhan enters into you. Therefore, after the annihilation of the whole cosmic manifestation, you alone remain with your transcendental name, form, quality and paraphernalia. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the director of the unmanifested total energy and the ultimate reservoir of material nature. My Lord, the whole cosmic manifestation is under the influence of time, beginning from the moment up to the duration of the year. All act under your direction. You are the original director of everything and the reservoir of all potent energies. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurativshe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण। मे बी ऑल ऑफ यू कैन कम लिटिल क्लोजर, इट विल बी बेटर। थैंक यू। सो in this verse Devaki, mother of Lord Krishna, is offering wonderful prayers. Here we can see that this is a day of Janmashtami, in fact, because the Supreme Lord has appeared. First Janmashtami. And that is also in the middle of the night in the prison house. They were imprisoned, Mother Devaki and Vasudev. They were imprisoned by their own relative Kansa. And they had to undergo so many difficulties. For so many years they were in the prison. And they had to see all their first six children getting killed ruthlessly by Kansa, and they could not say a single word. And this time, when Lord Krishna has appeared, he appeared in a most beautiful form. He appeared as four-handed form. Just to ensure them that he is the same Supreme Personality of God. Lord reveals himself. When Lord reveals himself, then only we can understand. We cannot understand the Supreme Lord just by looking at the form of the Lord. If our eyes are not purified, we will see as a piece of statue, a piece of marble. But when our eyes become purified, then we will see the same Supreme Lord as Lord Shyama Sundar. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. So therefore our senses have to be purified. When our senses become purified, then we can see the Supreme Lord. And when the Supreme Lord manifests himself, he allows us to see, then only we will realize his true glories, his real opulences. We will be able to understand. So in this case, we can see that Vasudev and Devaki, they are seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead as four-handed form. And in previous few verses we saw that Vasudev had offered various prayers. And he is praying to the Supreme Lord that you only alone remain even after the annihilation of this material world. Or you were existing before the creation of this material world. This is very difficult for ordinary people to understand. Those who are trying to acquire knowledge through their gross material senses, it is very difficult to understand the source of creation. What was there in the beginning? Many times people, they get confused that how this such a wonderful creation has taken place. And they propose so many different types of theories. And there are various theories which are totally against the scriptures. But still, because they are not able to understand through the scriptures, they will never come to that conclusion that ultimately the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. This is very difficult for materialistic people to understand. Even the greatest scientists and philosophers, for them it is very difficult to understand. Because Krishna doesn't reveal himself. When Krishna reveals himself, then only one can understand. And here in the case of Vasudeva and Devaki, how they are able to offer these wonderful prayers. We know that in their previous lives, they had performed many austerities to get Supreme Lord as their own son. And in fact, in few verses later on, Lord Krishna himself is going to reveal that to Mother Devaki and Vasudeva. He is going to explain to them that what was their previous births. Because the Supreme Lord knows everything. He was there in the beginning, he is there in the middle, and he is going to exist afterwards also. He is a supreme witness for everything. And it is explained in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna himself explains that I know the past, I know the present, and I know the future. So he knows everything. But still, sometimes devotees, they ask question that if Lord knows everything, then he also must know that when will I take to devotional service? Or when will I go back home, back to God? Why he doesn't make everyone devotee very quickly? Then all the problems in the material world will be solved very easily. These are little tricky questions. And answers are also not so easy. Because the Supreme Lord never interferes in the minute free will of the living entities. Every living entity has got a minute free will. And the Supreme Lord never interferes. He allows us to exercise that free will. When we total that free will in the service of the Lord, then things start becoming clear. As long as we keep that small desire, separate from the interest of the Lord, will not be able to understand. Because that covers our consciousness. Entire consciousness gets covered because of our separate desire. When you are little, one may think that, okay, I am doing service to the Lord. Maybe 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds. Or what, 1 second, that is mine. Still, will not be able to realize. Because that will cover our, even what to speak of 1 second, a fraction of second also. If one simply forgets the Lord, will be covered. So therefore, the process of sadhana bhakti is to bring our consciousness back to the Supreme Lord. And ours is Krishna consciousness movement. So everything is based on the consciousness. It is not that maybe somebody has a big position or a big power or maybe seniority in the movement. That doesn't matter. One may be a very simple, ordinary devotee, very beginning, but his consciousness is very clear. The Lord will reciprocate with that devotee. So therefore it is very, very important that how we purify our consciousness. And then everything will become very clear. All these prayers offered by Vasudeva and Devaki, why they are offering these prayers, what is the meaning behind them, what is the mood, everything will become clear. So here Mother Devaki is offering these wonderful prayers and she is saying that after millions of years, at the time of cosmic annihilation, when everything manifested and unmanifested is annihilated by the force of time, the five gross elements enter into the subtle conception and the manifested categories enter into the unmanifested substance. At that time you alone remain and you are known as Ananta Sheshna. So, this is a very important aspect. The appearance of the Supreme Lord at this time is giving a complete assurance to the devotees. Devotees are, they feel completely secure in the presence of the Lord, because they know that the Supreme Lord is a supreme authority. He is coming to establish the principles of religion and annihilate the miscreants. So they know that when Supreme Lord has appeared, they will get a proper justice. Otherwise in this material world there is no proper justice. There can be so many diplomatic things going on and the innocent devotees are trouble. But when the Supreme Lord appears, there is no corruption there. Everything is clean. The material world, there is so much agitation going on, revolution going on because of corruption. Leaders, when they get corrupted, then common people suffer. They have put faith They have elected them, that you protect us, you give us the security, you make our life easy. But the same leader, those who are supposed to protect, they are exploiting people. Then where they will go? So in this mortal world, we cannot have any kind of security. Because we may try to take shelter of someone, but that same person may try to exploit. That is the situation. But this doesn't happen with the Supreme Lord. When someone takes shelter of the Supreme Lord gives complete assurance, complete security, not only for this life, but eternally. Eternally, Supreme Lord gives us security. Abhaya charana ravindare. Therefore, our acharyas, they pray that bhajahure manashri nandanandan. Abhaya charana ravindare. That now I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Abhaya charana ravindare. There is no fear at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. One doesn't have to fear. In fact, in the next verse, Devaki is going to pray that the fear personified runs because of fear of Supreme Lord. The kal or the time factor, which is very, very difficult to overcome for anyone in this mortal world. Everything gets annihilated in due course of time. So the fear personified, bhaya, also runs because of fear of the Supreme Lord. Because the Supreme Lord has He is going to remain eternally. Otherwise, everything in the material world is temporary. So when somebody is taking shelter of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, one does not have to fear. Therefore, Lord Krishna also, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, He gives the assurance. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma shucha. The Supreme Lord is saying that ma shucha, do not fear. Do not fear that what will happen to me, how will I be maintained. There should not be any kind of fear. So when devotee remembers this, then he remains above all fear. But as soon as one forgets, he tries to develop a separate kind of independence, separate interest from the Supreme Lord, then immediately he is put under fearful situation. Bhayam ditya abhim vinishyata. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that bhayam ditya, as soon as one takes shelter of something else, then bhayam, then the fear comes. So therefore, when the Supreme Lord has appeared here, Vasudev and Devaki, they have got complete assurance that He has come now. The Supreme Lord has appeared. And in previous verses also, Vasudev was reminding, not exactly reminding, but just praying, and indirectly he is indicating that your appearance is to protect the devotees. And you are going to kill Kansa, who had been so much atrocious. And he had already killed 6 sons very brutally. So now Vasudeva and Devaki have got complete assurance that he is the Supreme Lord, he is going to protect, and he will kill all the miscreants. So here in this verse Devaki is praying that these are very deep prayers, deep realizations actually. Because when devotee serves the Supreme Lord, he realizes everything. And here she is explaining that after millions of years, at the end of cosmic annihilation, when everything is manifested and one is annihilated by force of time, the Supreme Lord only is going to remain. And Supreme Lord is Janmadhyasya Yata. He is the source of creation, maintenance and destruction. When the creation took place, that time also he was existing. And by his desire, by his just glancing over the material energy, unmanifested material energy, the entire creation has taken place. All these different gigantic universes, they come out of the pores of the Mahavishnu. Brahmaji explains that yasaika nishvasata kala matha valambi jivanti loma vilaja jagandantanath Vishnu or Mahansa yasya kala vishesho Govinda madhi purushanam tamaham bhajami. He explains that by his exhalation, as soon as he exhales, all these different universes, many, many millions and millions of universes, they come out from the nostrils of Mahavishnu. And again, in each and every universe, the Supreme Lord expands himself as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He enters, and from his navel comes a lotus flower on which Brahmaji takes birth. And in one universe, in each and every universe, there is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And there are Brahmas into each universe. And Brahma is the firstborn living entity in this material universe. And he also doesn't know what is his source, how he has been existing here. And then he tries to search by his own methods, but he becomes unsuccessful. So when he starts meditating on the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord instructs him to perform austerities, tapa. And then he performs austerities for many, many years. And then he gets the knowledge of how to create this material world. Secondary creation. And then all the living entities, they get manifested. So Brahmaji, who is like considered to be the engineer of this universe, because he creates all these different species of life, 84 lakh species, are created by Brahmaji. The material scientists, they try to understand the origin of life, how the life has originated. And there are so many speculative theories that in the beginning there was one cellular organism, and from that cell it split into two, and then in this way they start multiplying, and by different combinations and mutations, but then different species start getting formed. And in this way they try to give some explanation of various species of life. But where that one first cell has come in place, that they can't answer that. Even the structure, the DNA structure in our body, how it is so intricate. There is no scientific explanation to such creation. Material scientists, they may give some kind of speculative theory that this could have happened because of this, some kind of mutations, this new species has come, and there were earlier Homo sapiens, and from that development has taken place, and later on they migrated to different continents and in that way now we have the most developed human being. This is the way of explanation. But there are other scientists also, they are saying that it is not possible, because this kind of mutation to take place, it may have to pass like many millions of years, trillions of years. And even if we trace back to the origin of this universe, this kind of mutation cannot happen. So it is mathematically also, it is impossible to give explanation to the creation of this human species. It is not possible. And here Brahmaji, who is the origin, who is a engineer of this, all these different species, in fact he is the real person who knows how these DNAs have formed, how he has created those kind of cells. He knows everything. So this is the position of our Brahma, four-headed Brahma in this material universe, who is so powerful, who is so intelligent. He has manifested these 84 lakh species. He must be so much intelligent and powerful. One person. And it is explained that even that Brahma, that is also a position in this material world. When a particular living entity has performed something like 100 lifetimes of Varnashram perfectly, then one can become Brahma. That is a position one can achieve when after going through so much regulations and discipline and achieving that type of purity, then he is given the position of the secondary creator. He has that so much control. And even it is explained that What is the duration of Brahma's one day? Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahariyat Brahmana Vedo Ratro Treha Sahasrantam Teho Ratro Vedo Jana. They explain that the 1,000 cycles taken together. What is 1,000 cycles? What is one cycle? One cycle is one Satyayuga plus Tretayuga plus Dwaparayuga plus Kaliyuga. That is one cycle. What is one Kaliyuga? 4,32,000 years. That is one Kaliyuga. Twice of that is Tretayuga. Sorry, Dwapar. Then Treta. And then Satya, 4 times. So 10 times of Kali Yuga is one cycle of Brahma, and such 1,000 cycles. So when we do 10,000 times Kali Yuga, that becomes one day of Brahma. That is also 12 hours of Brahma. And same is the duration of his night. So we can imagine what is the time span. And it is explained that at the end of one day of Brahma, there is a partial annihilation. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 4, explains the 4 types of annihilations: Naimittik, Prakritik, Atyantik, and Nitya. Naimittik annihilation is at the end of one day of Brahma. After one day of Brahma, there is partial annihilation. The planetary system till the till Swargaloka, Bhur Bhur Swar, they are under water, and Brahmaji is sleeping. So till that time, till Swargaloka, everything gets annihilated. And there are many sages, they travel to upper planetary systems, Siddhaloka, Mahaloka. And again when he wakes up, next day, again the creation takes place, secondary creation. So in this way, every day of Brahma, he has to create. And then there are so many incarnations they come. It is explained that Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they come once in a day of Brahma. So like almost every day of Brahma, he is seeing the incarnations of Supreme Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then at the end of his life, that is one day, 30 days make 1 month, 12 months make 1 year, and such 100 years. After such 100 years, Brahmaji has to, either he has to complete his existence in this material world and go back to the spiritual world, or he may come back again in this material world. So it is explained that dvi parardha, one parardha is the half life of Brahma, 50 years. Dvi parardha. So after the end of 100 years of Brahma, everything, all the universes, all the material energy, Pancha Mahabhut, they get amalgamated into Mahatattva. And Mahatattva get amalgamated into the Avyakta. And the Avyakta, that material energy, gets amalgamated into Pradhan, the energetic. And then that also gets, that's also enter into the body of Mahavishnu. So as he inhales, again everything goes back in his body. So Mahavishnu is exhaling and inhaling, and all the universes are manifested and again unmanifested in his body. So it is explained that we are existing and Mahavishnu is like always in yoga nidra, in his mystic sleep. All these things are happening. So even that means, even so, this, when these things are manifested, the chance is given to the living entity to perfect the human form of life. Because when somebody gets a human form of life, he has got the most developed consciousness. And when that consciousness is developed, then only one can understand his science. In other species, it is not possible to understand. But when somebody has taken a human form of life, that time he has got the opportunity to understand his great science, that this is going on. This creation, maintenance, destruction is going on for so many generations after generations, millennia after millennia. And our existence is like a kamala dala jala jivana talamula. It is explained that our existence is like just like that drop of water which is there on the leaf of lotus flower. How much time it can remain there? When the drops of water are falling on the leaf of lotus petals, they remain for a very, very short time, fraction of a second maybe, and they just get merged into the water again. So that is the existence. That is the existence we are having in this material world. A very, very small existence compared with the millions and trillions of years of Brahma. Our life may be 60, 70, maybe 100 years is very, very insignificant. But sometimes even during that time also, we feel that, oh, so much difficulties, so many problems, and we want to achieve this and we want to achieve that, and there is so much competition. At one time, there were devotees, and at time of Prabhupada, and they were having some difficulties, and they were discussing. So they asked Srila Prabhupada that when these problems will end in this material world. There are so many problems, one after another. We try to solve one problem and then another problem suddenly pops up somewhere. So Prabhupada said that when Mahavishnu inhales, all problems will be solved. Because he will take everyone inside. Nobody can do anything. So that is the position in this material world, that problems are going on. But what we can do to remain above all the problems? We have to take the shelter of the Supreme Lord in devotional service, through the process of devotional service, not through the process of Jnana Marg or Ashtanga Yoga Marg, Karma, Dan, Tapasya, but only through the process of devotional service one can come to the higher platform. Because the process is so powerful. And Lord Himself explains in Bhagavad Gita that bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Only by undivided devotional service you will be able to understand me. Naham veder na tapasana dane na chedja. Not by austerities, not by studying of Vedas, but through process of devotional service. So when someone performs devotional service, pure devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti, then everything will become clear. And the Supreme Lord will manifest in his heart. And he will get a complete assurance that yes, the Supreme Lord is going to protect me. Even there may be so many hundreds of problems, management problems. But still, that devotee will remain aloof from everything. He will not get affected. His consciousness will remain pure. So therefore it is very important that how we maintain our consciousness. Because there will be so many, even after coming to the process of devotional service, there will be so many disturbances which will try to disturb our consciousness. So therefore, when somebody takes complete shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, that means taking shelter of devotional service and not giving it up. Then one will be assured of the success. And what is the success? That he will develop that consciousness to becoming humbler than blade of grass. Drunadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnu. Amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. It is explained that one should remain humbler than blade of grass. And here we can see that Vasudeva and Devaki, they were having that consciousness. Because the moment they would have retaliated, Kansa would have made their life more miserable. So they were just tolerating. They knew that this is a time we need to just tolerate. And one day he is going to appear. Supreme Lord is going to come and he is going to protect. And when he comes, when the Lord is on our side, then nobody can harm. So they had that complete faith. They were waiting for so many years. Now the Supreme Lord has appeared. But at the same time, Mother Devaki, because she is mother, her motherly affection is so great that it is still covering the majesty of the Supreme Lord. Because in her motherly affection, she is feeling that I have to protect the Supreme Lord. In the few verses later on, we will see that how she is concerned now about the Supreme Lord. Because still there is slight fear that Kansa may come and harm baby Krishna. Because he had already killed so many small babies. And Krishna, she is praying to Lord that please again become a normal childlike two-handed form so that I can hide you somewhere. That is motherly affection, which is more powerful than someone who thinks that the Supreme Lord is all-powerful, all-majestic. So these are the different moods which are possible when somebody is under the power of yoga maya. When somebody is covered with yoga maya, then only one will be able to reach to that platform. Otherwise, when somebody is covered with Mahamaya, he is always fearful in this material world. Therefore, one has to take complete shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, in this way, we can see that in these prayers, that Devaki is praying that even everything will get annihilated, even at the end of Brahma's life. That is another type of annihilation, prakritic annihilation, at the end of Brahma's life. Then there is authentic annihilation, that means when somebody realizes his own nature, as I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul, and he achieves the liberation, then mortal existence does not exist. It is no longer existing. So that is authentic pralaya, some kind of. And nitya pralaya means constant annihilation. Everything is constantly getting annihilated in this mortal world. Transmigration of soul is happening. So that is happening continuously. So there is constant destruction going on. As soon as we try to create something, there is constant destruction going on. So this mortal world is under constant destruction. But the Supreme Lord is going to remain even after all the destruction. So the appearance of the Supreme Lord here gives a complete assurance to the devotees that when somebody takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, then one does not have to fear. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath. Anybody has any questions or comments?